The anarchists are back. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. They say that they are the real representatives of the people, and it always starts in the spirit of fun.
Some of the marchers are carrying pillows. They'll respond with a pillow fight.
But there's always somebody with a different idea.
Others are all in black, and they've got their faces covered, and that's a little bit ominous.
Absolutely predictable. World leaders meet. Anarchists break windows. This time, the failed Royal Bank of Scotland was the target. G20 protesters in London broke the plate glass windows and trashed offices before the police took it back. Sort of the opposite of Jesse James, deliberately targeting a bank that doesn't have any money. But I appreciate the anarchists because they remind us what's in store if the politicians fail. This whole debate isn't capitalism versus socialism. This is order versus chaos. And any politician who's out there trying to inflame the masses at a time like this is nuts. Protest organizers like Michael Rainsborough have this theme that any meeting of world leaders is a conspiracy.
We feel that the G20 summit is an illegitimate organization. You can't make a decision that affects the entire world.
Well, maybe they can't, but Michael, neither can you. And at least these leaders are elected leaders who are trying to regulate the excesses of the unelected bankers. I think they ought to get a chance. Because I've interviewed anarchists, and I can tell you, what you see is what you get. You unleash them, it never stops. They take down capitalism and socialism. They'd put Homer Simpson on a postage stamp.
The reports we've heard are that these will be sold in booklets with a stamp for each of the five major characters. Homer, Marge,
you
Bart,
see?
Lisa, and
you see?
Maggie.
It's already happening. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.